dictation for Scott, Scott, Luoma, Luoma, August 1368. Address as a letter to Dr. Shawn, Shawn, Ruth, Ruth, D.O., 616-754-3828. Dear Dr. Ruth, consultation Mr. Luoma, as you are aware, back in December, traveling for work meetings, Baltimore, Maryland, chest pain, right-sided thigh discomfort, brought by 911 to the emergency room. He has no recollection what happened the last two, 3 months. He did have dissecting type 8 thoracic aneurysm extending to the arch descending an abdominal area. He underwent urgent repair, required continuous renal replacement therapy because of acute kidney injury, transition to intermittent dialysis and then discontinue. For a period of time, he was on the vent. There was a documented left-sided partial renal cortical infarct, necrosis, was in intensive care unit for 2 weeks, a step-down facility 2 weeks, and eventually rehabilitation another 2 weeks. He has done a lot of PT, OT, speech therapy, and cardiac rehabilitation. There was evidence for new congestive heart failure, brain edema, encephalopathy, delirium. All this is slowly improving. Taste and appetite is back. He is restricting sodium, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. Presently good urine output without infection, cloudiness of blood, no nocturia or incontinence. No major edema, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms. Working on his balance, no recent falling episode. Has no recollection for those 2-3 months. New memories are okay. All memories also without problems. He still has dissecting abdominal aorta. At some point will require surgery. In the meantime, aggressive blood pressure control is following through Grand Rapids. There are plans for a new CT scan in June or July with contrast for abdominal aorta. Presently, no chest pain palpitation, no dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, no pain at all, no skin rash bruises, review system done being negative. Next paragraph, he has prior history of diabetes and hypertension, used to take metformin. This was changed to Mounjaro for about 8 months until new events happen. Also, prior severe hypertension, non-Hodgkin lymphoma requiring chemotherapy and radiation to the chest and the brain. No history of coronary artery disease, no prior valve abnormalities or endocarditis, no TAS or stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism in the lower extremities. He did have thrombosis left upper extremity and jugular vein, was still on anticoagulation, no bleeding, no peripheral vascular disease, no kidney stones, no hepatitis. incidental meningiomas at the time of brain scan for the lesion in the hospital. Next paragraph, surgeries including vasectomy, the open surgery for letter A, thoracic dissection. Next paragraph, avoiding quinolones because of the aneurysm. Next paragraph, no smoking, pressing or pass, occasionally alcohol, very rare. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medication list review. Coric, Entresto, Farxiga, Singulair, Valproic acid. This was preventive. He never had seizures. Flomax, Trazodone, Ambien, Eliquis, Lipitor, aspirin, iron, vitamins. On testosterone injections. On sildenafil, SIDENAFIL, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam. His weight has come down from 309 4 years ago to the lowest 217. Through the event, weight up to 232. Fluid remove 190 and presently 221. Next paragraph, blood pressure 118/70 on the right, 120/70 on the left. He's oriented to person, comes with wife. A little bit slow to react and answer. Normal eye movements, normal pupils, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, no thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JVD. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, evidence of prior obesity with redundant skin, open surgery on the mid sternal area, no pulsatile areas or bruits. In the abdomen, does have a bruit on the left femoral area, no gross edema, minor edema, no ulcers, non-focal. Next paragraph, I review all records from the prolonged admission at University of Maryland. They report an ejection fraction in the 40%. At the time of discharge, creatinine was 2.11, representing a GFR 36. They repaired the aneurysm of the aortic arch. With aortic valve resuspension. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from a month ago, April. Sodium, potassium, acid base is normal. Present creatinine 1.34. That will be representing a GFR upper 50s, lower 60s, likely stage 3. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. There has been recent anemia 10.2. Next paragraph, There is a CT scan, angio, abdomen and pelvis with contrast. There is a dissection flap on the abdominal aorta through the left common iliac, left external iliac, left common femoral, and left superficial femoral artery. The right renal artery is open, coming from the true lumen. The left renal artery coming from the false lumen. The left kidney shows an area of cortical necrosis. There is bilateral renal cyst. Right kidney shows normal enhancing. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient develop acute kidney injury after catastrophic dissection of the aortic arch all the way down to left femoral artery, as indicated above, was on dialysis, presently off, kidney function improved, representing a GFR upper 50s, lower 60s, that will be a stage 3 or better. Cortical necrosis, part of the left kidney, with the left renal artery coming from the false lumen. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Monitor chemistry in a regular basis. Blood pressure, excellent control. Continue present regimen of beta blockers, Entresto, and Farxiga. No need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, no need for phosphorus binders. Management of other comorbidities, follow-up of the persistent abnormalities at the area of abdominal aorta towards the iliac artery, as indicated above, management of the upper extremity, catheter-induced event thrombosis anticoagulation, management of angioma, and prophylaxis for seizures. He still has some residual neurological cognitive deficit, which is very minor but detectable. All is to discuss at length with the patient and wife. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. End of dictation.